Starting life in a new country, even without hurricanes, is not easy, especially for refugees. Culture shock can kick in over food, languages, even health care. Like for some women from conservative Muslim families, U.S. health care practices can clash with what they're used to. That's been the case in Buffalo, New York, a city with more and more refugees from countries like Somalia, Syria, and Iraq. Sarah Varney has our story.
The kitchen in this tidy home in Buffalo is buzzing. Five Iraqis live here, refugees. Some are related. Others were neighbors in Baghdad and escaped the war together. A young Iraqi woman in a neon pink T-shirt makes dinner, stirring a pot of eggplant, onion, and potatoes. A young girl spins around with a butterfly net in her hand. And then there's Salima Abdullah Khalifa, the house matriarch. She came here after her husband, brother, and three sons were killed in war. Restarting life in Buffalo has been tough. Certain things are new, including health care. Khalifa isn't used to having a primary doctor or going for checkups, even when she's not sick.
We don't have primary doctor in my country. We don't have primary doctor. So now everyone has like primary doctor, check, physical check every year.
That's Khalifa's friend translating. Khalifa says that only the very sick or the rich got medical care when she was growing up in Iraq. But what's most distressing here for Khalifa is the pap smear, the screening test for cervical cancer that for some conservative and Muslim women is a profound threat. One of Khalifa's friends here, Lamia Manti, talks about this. She's 29, also from Iraq, and expected to be a virgin when she marries.
They said, this is a bad girl. We can't marry you. Until she's married, nobody touch her.
I say that in the U.S., women are supposed to have their first pap around age 21, even if they're not sexually active. Hearing that, Khalifa throws her arms up in disbelief. The translator tells her again, yes, even virgins get the test.
So I'm telling her, in America, they don't care if it's virgin or not. They should do it.
No.
Just make sure she's fine.
And she says what?
No.
She looks horrified.
Yeah. Khalifa is 51. She had her first pap test at age 45 here in Buffalo. Physicians who treat refugee women say it's not uncommon to find undiagnosed cervical cancer. In Buffalo, Dr. Magda Osman, originally from Egypt, says many of her refugee patients eventually agree to a pap test once they understand the health benefits. But for women who still object, she tries to explain that Islam doesn't prevent them from taking care of their health.
A lot of cultural issues may not be religious issues, but they're so ingrained in people that they don't know the difference.
Osman says that the unmarried women she sees often fear a pap test will break their hymen, a membrane that partially covers the vagina. In many cultures, bleeding after intercourse signals the loss of virginity. But Osman says it's the strict culture, not the Quran, enforcing that idea.
A certain percentage of women will not bleed on the first time that they're sexually active. But if you go to many cultures around the world, if there's no blood, then that woman is actually ostracized. But that's not religion.
So how are you feeling?
At the Jericho Road Health Clinic in Buffalo, the staff is well-versed in these cultural beliefs. Nurse Heidi Nowak examines a pregnant Somali woman wearing a traditional head covering and robe.
You're measuring perfect, 30 centimeters, you're 30 weeks pregnant.
Nowak says she doesn't push patients to violate their beliefs, but she will advocate for their health. She also finds many of her patients have questions about sex.
Some of the young Iraqi women will come to me. They're planning to get married in 2 months, and they want to be prepared. So they'll ask me questions about it. What does sex feel like, and how does it work? And then I'll even have them come to me afterwards saying, it was terrible.
Nowak also says the clinic has hired more women health providers, since so many of their female patients do not want to be examined by a male doctor. Not far from the clinic, I visit with two women, refugees from Somalia. They sit in a Spartan apartment while their children play. The women are pregnant and avoid male doctors. One of the women, Karisha Noor, says only her husband is allowed to look at her.
In my culture, I'm not allowed to a man to look at me.
And what would happen? What would be your experience or your feeling if another man did?
It's like I'm doing something bad to my husband, like I'm failing his rights.
I ask, what would they do in an emergency if only a male doctor is available? Noor translates for her friend, Fatima Abdi Noor.
If there's no other female to help you and you're in a situation where it's emergency and you need that care, God give us this opportunity, then it's okay. a male physician can help you give birth here.
Yeah.
And she said it's not a sin. It's like just a way of like God knows you didn't do that on purpose. So
Fatima Abdinoor was in a refugee camp in Kenya with little medical care during her past pregnancies. Now in the U.S., she welcomes prenatal checkups, even if her culture and religion collide with some healthcare practices. It gives me peace, she says, because I know the baby is healthy. For The World, Sarah Varney, Buffalo, New York.
Sarah's story was made possible with support from Kaiser Health News.